Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throwlers. I'm joined all the way from Greece with Chris Ronalds. How you doing, Chris?
Palomera. Yassos. How you doing?
Subtitles? We got subtitles for the people playing on at home?
Good morning. I might say Kalispera, Kalinikta. We're all different time zones at the moment.
Fair enough. How's Greek life?
Oh, so good. Just grilled meats, beach, cocktails every day. It's the best.
I'm not confident I've seen a photo of you with your shirt on yet, so I'm assuming weather is nice.
It's been 29, just like baseline, 29 all day, every day. It's been perfect. But actually, as we speak, there's a storm rolling through, so we might hear some thunder in the background.
Love it. Good to hear. I hope it ruins the rest of your holiday. Nah, not at all. I love it. It seems like you're having a lot of fun. The photos look great. Ella and the young fella look very happy. So nothing more you can ask for there.
Yeah. Theo's in his element, eating everything that's put in front of him, and taking on quite the olive tan.
Perfect. We love that. All right, well, we might have to bust through this one because I'm sure you're going to want to get back to your holiday, and I got to have a quick shower and get to the pub. But how can we go past Scott Stokely buying Ching discs? Did you see this?
Yeah. No, I did not see this. And this is what, not to be confused with the app, I'm assuming?
Yeah, not Ching. Ching. Do you know, you remember Ching? Jacob would be super familiar because they're the jankiest discs in the world. I've had one Ching disc in my life and it's so bizarre. Like it had like a thumb divot, but I reckon like 15 of them all around the edges. It's wild. I'm assuming it's a Chinese brand, but that's probably just racist of me, but I think so. And I think they're all janky as fuck. Like, I don't think they just make, like, a disc. I think they make all crazy rim, weird shit discs. And it's no surprise that they went under. Well, I don't know. But Scott Stokely's bought them. And he's revived them. And they put a new disc out. So Scott Stokely now has his own disc manufacturing company.
Look out. Oh, I've just opened up Instagram now. Funky grooves all around one of these discs. What the hell?
Yeah. I think that's the one I might have had.
Yeah, the juju.
Sure. I can't imagine too many people. I guarantee I got mine out of like a Melbourne Disc Golf Club discount bin for about $5. I did not know they were still kicking, but I saw that Scott Stokely bought it and that made a headline, but weird as shit. But have a look out for, I guess, the new Scott Stokely signature series coming for Ching Discs.
There you go.
All right. So not a Melburnian, but someone we talk about frequently because he's a child that destroys us and it's both very impressing and infuriating. I speak, of course, of Henry Arnold. And I don't know if you had noticed in your summer splendor, but he made his way over to the BC Open in Canada. And after round... he's at the BC Open in Canada. And after round one, he was two strokes clear of the field in MA2. 978 rated first round.
Look out.
Yeah. Chilled out a little bit. Ended up in eighth place. His second round was as devastating as his first round was good. But his third round was pretty decent. Still eighth place in a strong field of 57 players. Well done there, Henry. I just thought that was a cool little thing that popped up on my radar.
Sick. Did his dad play?
Oh, fuck. Man, I should have definitely looked into that. James Arnold would be in the MA50, I'd imagine. And let's have a quick... there's a James Duval. I did not see it, so I'm gonna go with no, unless he went in another division, and I just missed it. But yeah, we'll go with no.
Okay, let's go
But
with no.
Henry's the one we look out for anyway. So Aussies abroad, always something we look for. And yeah, he did us proud, played above average. So well done there, young Henry.
Yeah, nice work. That's awesome.
I'm guessing you didn't get out of the Mando Madness because you were otherwise indisposed.
I looked at flights, and they were a bit pricey at the
You
time, so
looked
I didn't make it back.
Better than me because I signed up. I talk about it on the pod, and luckily that kind of celebrity, someone reached out to me and said there was actually a dropout. I can get you in, and I was like, oh yeah, let's go. And the night before, someone mentioned to me about how the weather was looking really bad. I had a look at that and I said, oh, nah. And decided not to show up like a pussy little bitch. But a lot of people did. And I don't think the weather were as bad as I thought it was. So the doubles results don't seem to be showing. I don't know if you've got them, but I can't see what happened in the doubles.
Nothing. No, I couldn't. I looked at the other day, and there was nothing showing. So I don't know if they chose to score a different way and not use metrics. I don't know what they did.
Yeah, I don't know. But the singles went ahead, and Dazza had messaged me and he said, fuck, the weather's looking pretty trash. I was like, oh, yeah, I already pulled out. But he had put a lot of work into getting his kids looked after. So he's like, I'm showing up. He's like, I'm feeling a spicy day. And spicy indeed. Two strokes clear of Ville just really putting his foot down, letting everyone know that number one pick in the Street League was warranted.
Yeah, 100%.
This is a metrics event, and Dazza is a metrics king. So don't worry about that PDGA rating. He yeah, he torched it. He torched it. Very strong showing from our man, last week's guest host.
Yeah, and that's what guest hosting does. You come on the throwers and you perform. It's just a given. Cheeky
Just a given. It's a.
little eagle in there. Do you know like what the Mandos were? Like, I wonder what Mando was in play on 11.
No, I have no idea. Like I said, never showed up. But no idea. The only one I remember was hole 12. The only one I'm aware of, hole 12. You know that set of trees that's in the middle. Once you punch a good drive out. There's like a fork in them. So apparently those were the Mandos. So you needed to lay up to that and then punch through them.
I wonder if they'll do something similar on hole three as well, because hole three was brutal, absolutely brutal, bogey or worse, but the entire field, except for Mike van der Linden, who got the only par on hole three.
Bang. Look at Mike go. What a weapon. Yeah, nice. I think that was actually Ville. Yeah, so that was Ville's undoing. I believe Dazza had said that it actually was playing as a par four. They just hadn't updated in the metrics because Ville had equal score as Dazza coming into his last hole, which was hole three, and then he took what's listed as a double bogey. But I think it was actually a par four. But even then, Ville still choked on a dick. Come on, mate. That's our number one player. That's the chain smoker's number one player. We need some more out of that.
Yes, we do.
But great event by Dylan Buckhorn there in third place. And Aiden Howard, Tim Ware, Lachlan McKenzie, and Chris Scott, the only others under par. So the course was playing tough.
It's very good.
And some big numbers. If we look down the bottom, we see some very familiar young faces and old faces, so we don't want to go too hard on them. But Aaron Ponderai, Philip Hall, Sean Maisie, not getting it done. Rough. Come on,
No.
boys. But by all accounts, a good event. And yeah, the weather held up better, so I probably should have popped out, but I didn't. I probably would have definitely got a neg 8, but I didn't, so.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. All right, so not much happened last week, so we've got to turn to what is happening this week. We have week one of Street League, and I'm G'd up.
You playing?
Nah, I'm in Queensland, so I'm not playing. Neither is most of our team. And conveniently, Daz's team, we've got them week one. And I'm not saying that Dazza had a look at the Queensland Open list before he decided who played who in round one.
Yes, he did, mate.
All I'm saying is I definitely would have. And if he didn't, then he's an idiot. But I think he might have had a look at that. He might have seen that myself, Vil, Max, Tats, and
I'm in Greece.
Tim Stevenson is all in Queensland. He's very aware you're in Greece. He's very aware Joel probably will never play. And then all of a sudden, look at that, we got him round one. Crazy. They're in such a strong position that they're actually lending out a player to whose team? Who's got Jacob? Brennan's team. Brennan's team's so undermanned, and the pool of
Mercenaries.
mercenaries this week is so empty. I got on it real early. Like I had a quick look and I was like, oh, our team's fucked. And I quickly went on the mercenary hunt and I got so many rejections. So many rejections. So yeah. It's gonna be a tough week for our squad. But the other two, Daz's team's at full strength almost. I think Leo's out. But other than that, I think they're pretty hot. And but Aiden's team and Brennan's team, they're both in struggle town, barely scraping together a side. So yeah, anyone's matchup this week, but look for Where's Wally's? I think it's Tim Ware's team. Look for them to have a, yeah, they're gonna try to put their foot down this week. But I hopefully some good captaincy by me has negated that. But we will never know. We'll find out on Sunday.
We will.
And I'm super G'd up. Everyone's gonna download the Ching app, and they're gonna do the live stream so that when I wake up, well, sorry, when I'm mid round and lead card, I can have a look at what's really important, which is our Street League team.
Beautiful. And I don't know what to, I'm a bit lost on time zones, but I will be keeping a close eye.
You'll be mid Uzo. Was it Uzo? Is that what they drink there?
Uzo, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you'll be mid Uzo, just having a gander at the peasants who also enjoy your sport.
Yes.
All right, so let's we'll turn our attention to the Queensland Open. That's where I am right now. I'm in Brisbane. Well, I'm in Logan, and had a practice round today. Tourney starts tomorrow. A lot of Melburnians. Our whole Street League team. It's gonna be a good one. I'm pretty excited. 145 players all up. What are your thoughts? What do you got your eye on?
I've got my eye on a few things. As you are aware, there's a bit of an MPO chat that kicks around, and that's lit up today. There's a bit of confusion around some of the OB lines and the hazards and whatnot, and I'm eager to see how that plays out. I'm also hot off the press aware of a players' meeting that unfolded, and can I share a recount from the players' meeting with you?
Oh, please do. I was at the players meeting. I can tell you that my practice round and the players meeting encapsulated a, I could have had 10 not lights. But go, please go with what you've got and then I will share my thoughts.
All right. So this is a quote, and I hope you know. Look, I'm not going to reveal my sources, but and I could be
Nah,
wrong.
don't name names. They'll kick you out of that chat. They're fickle.
This is a quote from the players' meeting. Unlike OB, if any part of your disc is in the hazard, you take a
Oh
penalty
my
stroke.
God. Accurate. It
Accurate.
was rough. It was rough to watch. I feel bad. I don't know who the guy is. He was clearly put in charge of this. And every second hole, he was like, I haven't actually played this course in a while, so they may have changed that. And then next hole, he's like, oh, I actually haven't played this course in a while, I may have changed that. But yeah, we got to one of the first holes with hazard, and he's like, all right, so the bunkers play as hazard. And yeah, exactly. If any part, the difference between hazard and OB is, you know, where it goes in versus you take it there. He goes, and the other thing is, if any part of your disc is in hazard, you're in hazard. And I'm just like, nah. But I don't know. I didn't say anything. I was like, whatever. And then the chat just lit up with everyone just like, rule 64B. And the guy's like, oh, okay. I was wrong. Like, just the wrong guy was running that meeting. I don't know who it was. There was another guy who came later who seemed to know a bit more. It was odd. But yeah, he was definitely like, this is how hazards work. And we're like, nah, man. It's definitely not. And then he was real chill about it. He's like, oh, sorry. I actually haven't played a hole with hazard in like a year. So, guess I didn't know that rule. And we're like, you're telling us at the players meeting. Like, it was odd.
That is crazy.
And then Rad got ripped to shreds. So Rad did the graphics for all the holes, and they've got golf greens and golf bunkers. All greens are out of bounds, all bunkers are hazard. All greens and all bunkers are the same color on the map.
Ooh.
Tough. Oh, it's gross. So Rad oh, it's tough. So Rad copped a lot of heat for that, and I mean, deservedly so. And then a bunch of it is different. Like they've never been here, so they just took satellite image and then cartoonified it, and they're like, "Oh, we've actually got rid of this bunker and we've increased that dam and like every hole almost." And then someone would ask a question. They're like, "Oh, does this fence mean this?" And they're like, oh, yep, I'll update that in the graphic. We're like, oh, man. It was rough. It was a rough players meeting.
Caddy book troubles.
Yeah, caddy book troubles. I've gone to a lot of players meetings. This was by far the roughest. Like, almost every hole was, like, pulling teeth. But anyway, high hopes. I still had a hopes. But I had my practice round today. It's sketch as fuck. I don't know, man. Unless there's someone now at 6:30 at night with a spotlight marking OBs, then there are no OBs marked. So golf greens are out of bounds. What defines the golf green edge, Chris?
You tell me.
There's no paint. There's no string.
Yeah.
I guess the amount of shortness. I don't know. It gets sketchy. And the bunker's same. There's just like stakes in the ground with white paint on the end. I guess that means that's the hazard bunker. I don't know. It's wild, bro. It's fucking wild. And then the sketchiest part, well, I mean, the sketchiest of like, yeah, one of the sketchiest parts, they have a bunch of tree to tree out of bounds. So tree line out of bounds.
Yeah, this is a David Heath special.
Mate. So they've just got like these really skinny trees that separate certain fairways. And they've just like spray painted them white. And then I guess what you need to do then, it's like the bollards, you know, when like, you know, bollards are out of bounds.
Yeah.
But some of these trees are 2-3 meters away. And some of them are 10-12 meters away. And they're not in a line. They're not in a line like bollards. You can't go three bollards. Like it's one tree's on a diagonal and then the other one's straight. And then this one, it's fucking cooked, bro.
Shit.
And then there's no circle. I mean, we haven't even gotten to circles. Circles is just like a nice thing that people do now, like a 10-meter circle. We don't have painted out of bounds. So I don't know. And the whole course is predicated on out of bounds. Like, the part that makes this course is that there's a ton of out of bounds. And all of the out of bounds is sketchy. Yeah. It's got like, so I play MA1, we're going to be pretty chill. We're going to be like, oh, that's in. It's either going to be so far out of bounds that I'm not asking the question, or it's going to be in.
Yeah,
But
cool, you'll have our
MPO.
events.
But MPO, everything's going to be questioned.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be pored over. Everything's going to be scrutinized. And they're going to send a fucking 100 texts to the TD this weekend. Is this in? Is this out? It's wild, man. It's wild.
Liam phone is about to light up.
Oh, 100%. 100%. So I don't know. I think the course is fun. Like, if it was well marked, it'd just be elite. It'd be great. But it's not, and it just makes it sketchy. But they've got a lot of fun holes. There's so much water. Like, people are losing discs flat out. Flat out. All day. Yeah, I don't know. It's the sketchiest tournament. So, the Ruffey Rumble, remember that one hole? That was like the mulch out of bounds that I was like, I don't want to string that. I can't be
Yeah.
fucked. And people were like, dude, that's sketchy. That's every
Yeah.
hole.
It's
It's every
every
hole.
hole.
It's every hole. Like, this was the Ruffey Rumble, and there was one hole, and I was like, fuck it. And people were still like, oh, Alan. This better not happen next year. Is every hole at a major? There's 145 players. I think
Shamwell.
there might have been closer to that at our Ruffey Rumble, but still. Anyway, it's gonna be wild. I shot a +7. Some of that was some sketchy OB I can avoid. Some of that was some rad baskets that don't even think about putting it left. If it's a little bit left, it's out. So that's on me now. I honestly think in my current form, I'm gonna shoot probably like a +3 or +4 tomorrow, and then I'll be 6 strokes off the lead.
Okay, yep.
That's where I think MA1's at. That's where I think it's scoring wise. It's a hard course. Under par is good. Under par is quite good. And I won't achieve that. But like I said, I'm not that good at the moment. But yeah, and it's cool course, elevation, lot of stuff, but just janky. Janky, janky, janky. So I don't know, we won't go through it all, but what are some key stuff you're looking at? Like Dill, are you just looking at how Dill goes against that MPO field?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's been in and out of injury though, and been playing up and down. So I'm looking to see how Blake might perform. You've obviously also got the Canberra battle with all three of those boys there, with Dan Frost being top dog at the moment. So I'm looking forward to the Canberra battle. But no, nah, it's good. I'm hoping for a Dylan Blake battle. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, me too. I'd be very, very excited about that. Plenty of distance. So it's not crazy distance, but I would like more. I would definitely like more in this course. And distance and control. And when you think of distance and control, who do you think of in Australia?
You think of, do you think of Dylan with some distance? You definitely think of
Car.
Blake.
Nah, distance, you think of Blake. Distance and control, I think of Dylan Feldman for sure.
Yeah.
There's no one I want to see throw 100 meters with a mid-range more than Dylan Feldman. So
Nah,
I
fair enough.
honestly, at this course, I think it's his to lose. But there's so much out of bounds, and there's so much sketchy out of bounds that it honestly could go anywhere for sure. I want to see how Abra does. I feel like I haven't seen him play disc golf in forever. But he's the one of the guys that in Queensland dominates, and then not in Queensland is, he's just anyone. You know what I mean? He's you. So,
Yeah. Yeah,
so I want to see how he goes. But yeah, big field, strong field, like 920, the worst rated player in that, and just so many 40 to 60 rated players, like thick, It's going to be really good. Our tipping is going to be very exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Does Ryan Johnson run away with it at MP40, or is Gavin or someone else giving him a challenge?
I honestly think it is down to those two, Ryan and Gavin. But yeah, Gavin's one of those guys too. He's a Queensland killer. Doesn't travel out much anymore. But yeah, I can't split him. I definitely can't split him. I've got Ryan Johnson in my tips, so I hope he gets it done. But that was only because I was too much of a bitch to pick Gavin, who I think has some real top end potential. What about you?
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, Ryan Johnson gets it done, and he continues his barnstorming season. Just having a quick look at other divisions. Who we got here? There's quite a few Victorians that have headed up, which is awesome to see. Who are
Yeah,
you crashing
it's
with?
definitely fat. I'm with my old man. We got actually a nice house. It's pretty cool. I'm with my old man. I've got my wife Camille Abratansky, and I'm with Maddie G and Jeremy Carruthers, who it's the first time I met him, but he's friends with Cam. He's a New South Wales guy, and he's in the NPO field. So yeah, I'm with them, which is pretty cool. But my sole attention this weekend is on Josh Morrison. So he's a potential name you're familiar with through his YouTube work. I am not, but I'm aware, like I haven't watched any of his shit, but I'm aware that he does like a lot of Australian disc golf YouTube content. He does like practice rounds and disc testing and all kinds of stuff.
Okay,
He's
okay.
also 950. Yeah, you haven't seen him before?
Don't think so.
Nah, he
He's
thirst
kick.
traps a lot.
Yeah.
So he puts his shit out on Australian Disc Golf Shenanigans a lot. He's like, look at my things, please.
Yeah.
Whereas we are happy to have no one listen. We're fine.
Correct.
But he is 958 rated, and that to me is taking the piss in MA1. So I want nothing more than for him to get absolutely obliterated.
Yeah, 958's gross.
Yeah, 958 MA1. That's Verd. You're getting close to the Matt Hill. Well, no, Matt Hill was like fucking 970 at one stage, but 958. When you have a 95 and you're playing MA1, you nah, that's get fucked, Phil.
Let's get
That's get
fucked up.
fucked, bro.
Correct.
Yeah, I've
Correct.
got no problem with Nicholas Thompson 943. That's cool. And then all the others are 930. They should be there. 930 is that's where you should be at. Everyone else below that, we're all trash. But 958, that's too many. That puts him like square in the middle of the MPO field.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, no, right ahead of Clayton Beck and right below Ryan Deere. That's get fucked for me. So I hope he loses. I hope he DNFs.
Nice.
Sorry. The part that made me think. So I said DNF, and that made me think of something that could make someone DNF, and that reminded me of something that a meme you'd sent me that one of your MPO boys mentioned about the tee pads here, and it
Yes.
was just a man running down a sand dune. So
Yes.
they've all got new tee pads, right? Some concrete, some I guess timber with grass over the top, like fake grass.
Yep.
I'm not sure. I just know there's fake grass on the top, but all are elevated off the ground, and all are just the size of a tee pad. But I
Right.
guess the size of a tee pad is too small for most people.
Yeah.
Not for me. I go to the David Perry School of disc golf, and I have a very short run up. But for most people, that's too short, and people get really freaked out by having to step up onto a tee pad during their run up. So they've just dumped a shit ton of sand behind every tee pad, which has made it sort of level up from the ground onto the sand, onto the tee pad. But all that has done is made
Queensland
every tee
teams.
pad. Yeah, it's made every tee pad sandy as fuck.
Shit.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we'll get back to this golf. It's Josh Morrison's the win. If he doesn't, he's it's a real, real, real letdown. But there's some very good disc golfers there as well, and I'm also playing.
Correct.
I think who we got? I played with Mitch today, Mitch Evers, and he was up and about. So look out for him in MA3. He was playing some fucking good disc golf. He is in MA3. Keep an eye out for him. Think he's the one to watch. Max Tats, your boy, he's there as well. A few Queensland people higher rated, but Mitch played quite good today. And so did my old man in the MA50. Yeah. So small field, 10 people in MA50. That's like a shit showing at a Melbourne social day. So that he'll eat these bitches for breakfast, I think. That's a nothing field for him.
Yep. I'm expecting the better Brunsting to get it done.
I think he will. Ashley Carter is the highest rated guy there. But he's about Doug Adams rated. And Dad can fuck with Doug Adams sometimes. So I think he gets it done. It's an accuracy course. There's no way any of these MA50 guys have the distance required on some of these holes. So a lot of it's just throw your P-Waka Waka 70 meters and then throw your Ruru under the basket. And who is better in that in Australia than Jeff Brunsting?
Correct.
So watch out for him for sure. Tim Stevens, I'm looking for him in MA2, mostly because he's on our team.
Yes.
But Alex Tame, 923 rated in MA2. I mean, mate, what are we doing? Queensland local.
I'm pretty curious.
So, I don't know. Some of these Queenslanders, I'm raising some fucking eyebrows, but I don't know. What else you seen? Is there much else in this you're looking out for?
I'm just going to keep a close look on that group chat to see how it kicks off, and looking forward to watching the scores unfold over the weekend. It's good. Time difference is solid. It means that, you know, as my morning's kind of wrapping up, you guys will be finishing your rounds, and so I'll be able to be all over how it's all shaken out.
Perfect. I love that. I honestly can't wait to hear what your group chat has to say as well. Like I think this is shambles, and the NPO are as precious as it gets, so there's no way. Like, each one of them will just be thinking about how all of their ankles are going to explode on these sandy tee pads, and it's going to be nuts. So I look forward to your feedback on the NPO. I wish you shouldn't even say this out loud. You'll probably get kicked out of that chat.
They want it out there. They want higher standards in the Australian field. They're happy for me to air it. That's why they added me to the chat, not because I'm a legitimate NPO.
That makes sense. You're the mouthpiece of the people.
Exactly.
All right, let's we'll have a quick look into Bane spotting. We haven't done much Bane spotting because he's been hard to find. It's hard to find him right at the bottom of the leaderboard. But I think the Swedish Open was a good one. He didn't cash, and last year when he went to Europe, he took a lot of cashes early, so he's a little down on last year's performance, which is a bit disappointing. For our man, we love a Baney here, but he was only one off this time.
Yeah, I feel like he was one off for one of the others as well. So he's just got to find another stroke, one more stroke, and he's making some cash.
Yeah, definitely. But the part that resonates with me, the part that we really need to talk about a bit of Bane spotting, is round one. Let's find Luke Bane. So round one, Luke Bane in 22nd place. And who was in, Luke Bane, yeah. So Luke Bane in 22nd place, did I say that? Yeah, bang. And then in 35th place, Calvin Heinberg.
Yep.
Calvin Heinberg. 47th place, Eagle McMahon. Eagle motherfucking McMahon. And then if we look down into 1 millionth place, 81st place to be exact, Richard Wysocki.
And
I don't give.
there's also a Nicholas Antar.
No way. Where was he at?
He shot a
Oh,
59.
59th place. Jakob Semerad, also 59. So I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care what happened round two and three. But, Chris, has there ever been a time in your life where you've had a round where you were neg four and Calvin Heimberg, Eagle McMahon, Ricky Wysocki, and Nicholas Antala were fucking shitter than you?
Nah. And you know what?
Nah.
This is why the PDGA need to bring back that favorites button, because I could do such a sick screenshot with that if there was a favorites button that
Oh, of
showed.
course.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so tasty.
It's so tasty.
I just, like I said, like I don't care that he didn't make cash. Like, well, I care. I want Manny to. If he's making cash, then he can pursue more as his disc golf dreams, whatever. But like, look at there's. I've never played around where I've beaten Luke Bain in my whole life. Luke Bain's ahead of four of the fucking best players ever. That's so good.
Yeah, awesome start.
Yeah, I'm just so impressed by it. Like, I just, yeah, great work, Bainey. I actually made a bit of a joke because you said, oh, Luke Bain was one stroke off of having a round with Calvin Heimberg. And I was like, that's a pretty funny way of saying Luke Bain's beating Calvin Heimberg. Like, he's fucking beating Calvin Heimberg. He's the best player in the whole world. The whole world.
True.
Like, shit. And I don't give it. Like, some dickhead's gonna listen and be like, oh, he got off the plate. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Bainey could fly. Bainey could fly from wherever he is now, stop off in like China, be slapped in the face for 17 hours so he stays awake, and then fly to Queensland after that. He'd still kick my ass tomorrow morning.
That's true.
He's still gonna beat fucking me. I'd be so. If he didn't, I'd be like, eat a dick, Bainey. Look at you, and look at me. And like, and he's ahead of Nicholas Ansa. Look at, fuck that. Nah, that's so good. Like, I'm so up and about by it. Like, it's got me real G'd up. If you can't tell.
Nah, I can't tell.
You get, they're the best players in the world. They're playing for Team USA, all of them. No, and one of them plays for
So
Europe. Sorry.
good.
Anyway, I digress. All right, let's move on. We'll do some throwers guarantee, shall we?
We should.
Whose turn is it to go this time? I can't remember.
I think it's me.
Have you got anything?
I do. Tell me, is it a three-round event?
Yeah, of course. We play tomorrow at
All
Queensland
right.
Open. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is it a 3-round event? It's a major. You can tell by how well the OBs are marked. It's a fucking major.
All right, so you said you're going to shoot a plus three or a plus four in your current form. I mean, two plus threes and one plus four puts you at plus 10.
Fuck.
I want a score four. You're going to shoot plus 11 or worse.
Oh, I mean, it's almost certain. Like, I feel like I was being optimistic on that.
Okay, sorry.
And
Okay,
it's my birthday weekend. I'm gonna get slaughtered.
let me move it. Let me move it. Let's say,
Nah, yeah.
I want it. Like, tell me where your line is, because I want you to
All
give me
right,
5 points.
I will be honest. I honestly feel like, so I went a plus seven today. I'll show you saw the scorecards today.
I did. Your
I'll
dad
have a
shot a
look at
plus
it.
eight, did your dad shot a plus eight, didn't he?
Yeah, so Mitch Evans was plus four, sketchy. Didn't exactly take every shot he took. I didn't say that. I'm plus seven, Matt Green plus seven, the old man plus eight. I took all my plus sevens. Like, I took my first drive, I took my out of bounds, I took my missed putts, I took my whatever. I think definitely. Nah, I will. I will. I'll shoot. I will. I better shoot plus four. Fuck. Yeah. I hate this because I'll be so much worse, and that'll annoy me. I hate you, Chris. 2 fours and a three. Fuck. So 4, 8, 11. So 11.5. That's your over under. That's your five.
All right, sweet. So thank you. So plus 12 or worse is what I'm saying then.
I guess it's a six. Oh, I hate you. I'll probably shoot plus 12 tomorrow. God, I hate you. I fucking hate you. You're so annoying.
I need to get on the board, Alan. I need to get on the board.
It's a six. It's a six because it's the other side of what I think my halfway point will be.
Thank you.
Fuck, there's so much out of bounds and I hate out of bounds. Fuck. All right. let's go with mine and we're going to go with my boy Hayden Panettiere.
Yes, I was eyeing this off.
He had to feature. We've got 28 players in the open field. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He is 12th out of those 28 rated.
Correct.
I think he's slightly above Ville and Ryan Dion. I think, how do I word this to get maximum points? I'm ahead. I'm going to be a bitch. He will finish in the top half of the NPO field.
Wow,
he's 12 out of 28. He's 12 out of 28.
Yeah. I think
14 would be halfway. 14 would be halfway.
Yeah, but he's also a local. He's sort of.
He lives in like Toowoomba.
Does he? I'll take your word on that. He's a Queenslander.
I have no idea.
He performs well in Queensland. He's already ranked top half, and he's playing in his home state in a major. I think he easily finishes in the top half. The best I can give you for that is two.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. He fucking better. He fucking better. It'll just disappoint me even more if he does it. But I'll take it. I think that's fair. I'm ahead. I'm taking the small gambles. You know what I mean? When you're winning, you're winning.
Yeah, smart.
And I think what we need to do, because there's no end to this. We need an end. We need to hit and this is without notice. We need to hit a number. First to the number wins.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
We don't want it to happen in like 3-4 weeks. We want a half a year out of this.
Yeah.
But what's our number? Is it 50? Is 52 many? Is 52 low?
No, 50's the number. 50's the number.
50's our number. Done. All right. So you got a six on. Oh man, me? God damn it! I fucking hate that. I really hate that you did that for me. You got a six on me to be like plus 12 or more.
Yeah.
Fuck. I could definitely shoot plus 12 tomorrow. Anyway, and then I got a two on. Yeah, all right. Yep. Nah, fair enough. Lock it down. We're in.
And what's your guarantee.
Oh, don't ask me now. I actually never wrote it down. I will remember tomorrow, but I'm a couple in at the moment. Do you remember honestly?
No.
Because I will remember. If you lie, I'll figure it out.
No, I don't remember what you're on.
I will remember. I'll figure it out. Do you remember your total?
Am I zero?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll know tomorrow. I'll figure it out tomorrow. Someone playing along at home will remember. I bought some American honey, and I'm deep. Sweet. I'm deep into the bottle. All right, let's finish this with some spotlight, not light. What have you got anything for us?
Yeah, I've already mentioned it. I mean, my spotlight's going to be what is now apparently a birdie and the only birdie on the day, Mike Vanderlinden's birdie on hole three at the Mando Madness. That's huge. Well done.
Yeah, that's very impressive. I gave you what I consider a very unwarranted not light last week because you're having fun in Greece and I'm not. So I thought I better spotlight you, and you've actually done the work yourself. So for anyone familiar with Wordle, Chris and I were in a group chat with a few of our mates that still play Wordle every day, as well as Betweenle. And connections and something else. I can't remember now. But we got three or four things going on. Maybe it's just those three. But what we do is for Wordle and for connection, no, for Wordle and Betweenle, we have a starting word that everyone in our group starts with. And if you get a Wordle in two, you pick the new starting word. If you get a Betweenle in four, you pick the new starting word. And you went 3 days in a row. What do you went Betweenle, Wordle, Betweenle? Bang, something bang, like bang?
Yeah.
What the f? That's fucked. We can go weeks. We can go weeks without anyone hitting that shit. And you just went bang, bang, bang. And very fittingly, I think your words were on point. I think one of them was out of nowhere. And you went, shock was the new word. And then the next one, the next day you hit it and your word was lucky. And then the day after you hit it again and you just went with great. I can't fault the work you did by hitting those numbers. And the words you picked, were unbeatable. Like they were spot on. They were concise and they were for the moment. So I can't, nothing has happened this week in disc golf that was better than I think what you've done this week in our group chat, which is called All the Ordles. So you get my spotlight.
Oh, huge. Thank you. New York Times, sign me up.
Sign me up. What about you? Not lights.
Not lights. I don't know if I really got any. Look, I'm not fully across. There's not been enough disc golf for me to be fully across it. Been watching the Swedish Open. Nothing really not like. No, what nah. Putting. I'm gonna come back to it. There's some young upstarts in Europe, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, that make Dylan and Reinhardt look like they're putting with finesse. And we all know that Dylan and Reinhardt do not putt with finesse. They putt with absolute brute force and speed. But some of these Europeans, like, are taking the piss with how hard they're putting from 3.5 meters, 4 meters. But what I will say, the stoic Europeanism means they don't carry on when it comes straight back at them as fast as it went in. But I'm not here for this trend in putting. It's got to be my not light. I hate it.
Yep, no, fair enough. I'm so glad you brought that up. It just triggered me to remember that I'm a fucking moron. It's insane that I have not mentioned Silva Saarinen. We went through the Swedish Open to talk about Bainey and how Bainey did really good in one round. But Silva Saarinen, I've mentioned her a million times on this pod, because she's a fucking beast. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's just review her last five tournaments. May, the Norway Open, a Silver Series tournament, Disc Golf Pro Tour Silver Series tournament, win. And then start of June, Disc Golf Pro Tour Silver Series, Hanalina Open, powered by some other shit, win. Still in June, Disc Golf Pro Tour Turku Open, win. Elite Series event. Disc Golf Pro Tour Silver Series event, AL Open, powered by Prodigy, win. And then the Disc Golf Pro Tour Swedish Open presented by Cash Supplies Elite Series win. That is five tournaments in a row, four in June, four wins in June. And there's not scrubs here. They ain't scrubs showing up to this shit. Like, the last tournament had Henna, Ella, Evelina, Anakin, Heidi. Like, she's just unfucking beatable. Silver's a beast. She is now the number one putter on the FBO circuit. Weapon. Five wins in a row, Chris. I haven't won five holes in a row. I have not been on the box for five holes in a row in like a league day card. She has five wins in a row. Disc Golf Pro Tour wins in a row. I don't give a fuck they're all in Europe and that some of the girls are still in the US. But fuck that. These are Disc Golf Pro Tour events. Five in a row. Two Elite Series. Shit.
Fast approaching 20,000 US made this calendar year.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to my not night. I'm actually pretty passionate about this one. This could be controversial. But have you seen Tamu Thompson from Estonia?
No.
Are you familiar? He has successfully set the new world's longest disc golf hole record. Tamu played one hole with a total length of 38.66 miles, which is 62.22 kilometers, in 1,258 throws. Took him 23 hours and 23 minutes to complete it. I couldn't give a fuck. Like, that sounds like the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my whole life. I don't know if I'm on base with this. Scott Stokely, he grabbed a young Atticus Aristoun Addy. Whatever, how the fuck you say his name. They attempted it. They did the same shit where they threw a million times in a day. And I couldn't give any fucks. Like, I'm searching my pockets. If I had a fuck to give, I wouldn't give them. I just hold it. Who cares? It's the dumbest shit. Like, I don't care at all. I love the Guinness Book of World Records. I would take any world record, no matter how obscure. I have an uncle who, like, 10 years ago was the remote control racing world champion in his specific, like, discipline. Like, his specific brand of remote control racing cars. And I think it's fucking awesome. I don't give a shit. This is some of the dumbest shit I've ever seen. I will just grab all my discs and just throw them and walk around for a day. Who gives a shit? Oh, I hate it. It's my not like. I think you've wasted a day. And I'm mad I've read it.
That's good.
So, Tamu Thompson, you get my not light. Yeah. What you've done with your day, I couldn't give a fuck.
That's big. All right. We're going to get our own not lights. The audio of this will be janky as. Well, I'm coming from another country. There's been a storm in the background. I'm sitting in a stairwell. I'm sure there's all sorts of epic echoes. I can't wait to just get the feedback on the pristine audio. And the listeners don't even know that we had a power outage, which caused the internet to go out because of the summer storm that I spoke about. And we've just rolled through. We've rolled with our punches. I think we've done well. So keep your not lights to yourselves at home.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to go to the pub in a minute, so I'm not going to edit it till tomorrow morning. So we won't figure that out till then. But yeah, I'm sure it's trash. But at least it's not Talking Trilogy. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Kalanikta, peace out. All right. Hopefully you still have me, because power is going on and off here.